Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, first of all, it's a tough loss. We had a few tough losses already in the young season. I want to say the toughest one, you know, them up four there in the eighth, and you know, you got Delling and Lugo, to come in and close it up, and you know, you don't exactly get what you expect to get from, you know, those two guys. And you know, first I want to say it's just the command. You know, we got to do a better job, you know, commanding our pitches and not falling behind or walking batters. And you know, Pitchers are going to make mistakes, batters are going to make mistakes in their at-bats. It's something that's going to happen, but from our standpoint, is that we need to work and get back on track. I mean, this is a really good bullpen, and I keep saying it, and there's so much depth, and these guys have so much experience, you know, closing games and pitching in games, just like the one we have, you know, when you're facing a good offensive team like the Braves are, and being able to get big out. So, you know, we just need to work. We need to work, talk, regroup, and, you know, make sure we're executing the pitches we didn't execute tonight.
Seth just said that the 1-0 pitch that was called a ball that was clearly a strike messed with his focus a little bit, and he ended up not sticking to his plan. Just given, you know, your track record with Seth, how out of character is that to allow something like that to you know, get to him in that moment?
Well, Seth has great voice. This is something that he never gets to him. I mean, he had any kind of adversity, and he's able to keep going. Knowing him from years now, this is a guy that, you know, he just keeps going. He doesn't look down, look back, or anything, or tries to play a blame game at any time. I thought, you know, the pitch was pretty close from my view. I yelled too. That was a game changer. It could have been a 1-1 instead. It was a 2-0, and then, you know, Darnold gets a fastball out of the plate. So, we can't go back and just, you know, nitpick like that right now. I mean, obviously the game is over, and, you know, our task right now is to, you know, get things right. And we know how good we are, in the bullpen. We know how good of a hitters we are. You know, we showed it today, even though we had the situations, runners in scoring position, when we haven't delivered. So these are the same talks that, you know, should get us right back on track and show out on the field the team we are, you know, competing and getting wins. That's all I'm gonna say.
Next question is from Justin Toscano.
Hey, Louie, does it sting more because of what you mentioned, that the hitters did have one of those nights you guys had been trying to put together, kind of only to lose?
I'm sorry, Justin.
Does it sting more considering what you said, that the hitters did have one of those nights where they put everything together?
It looked really good from our offensive end. I was talking earlier about how they were pitching us, and I thought they were pitching us backwards the last few days, and they did it here, and guys were able to lay off and get some pitches that they could handle better and do damage. We connected in different times. Robbie had a great night at the plate. JD had a good night at the plate, you know, and you know, I saw a lot of quality at bats put together, and some key walks that, you know, led into scoring multiple runs in an inning. So, you know, that's the approach we know we can have, and you know, we just need to stay consistent. Now, you know, keep going with that same approach tomorrow.
Thank you.
Next question is from Tim Britton.
Hey, Louie, given the issues this bullpen had for stretches last season, how do you kind of keep the confidence up and prevent them from having a kind of an oh no, not again feel in the clubhouse?
Man, we have to just, you know, be real about the situation and what's going on out of the field. I thought today, tonight, we threw too many fastballs and, you know, two strike counts or, you know, out of the plate. That it seemed that every pitch they hit was a fastball. You know, and I feel that they're mixing a lot of pitches against us. You know, they're, you know, changing speed, throwing curveballs in the dirt. I mean, they're pitching backwards against us. And we are establishing, you know, our guys have unbelievable stuff. But I almost felt that every pitch hit was a fastball tonight. You know, we gotta mix. Our guys have an incredible repertoire as well. And then, you know, we can keep them mixing pitching and doing what we can do. I know that we can navigate through lineups, and you know, we've seen it in a couple of our games that we had. It's just tonight wasn't the case. And walks, we walked seven, I think it was a total of walks that we had, and you know, we're definitely better than that.
Yeah, how especially frustrating are the walks when you have a lead like you did and you're walking lead off guys?
Yeah, that haunted us for sure. That you gotta attack. You gotta make your opponent commit, you know, a swing. You gotta get those guys in swing mode when they're, you know, behind and you know, the runs they were tonight. I mean, just walking and creating some traffic can definitely change the defense a little bit, and you know, it just opens holes, and that really helps to add on and get teams to rally and come back like they did tonight.
Next question is from Ed Coleman.
Hey, Louie. I was going to ask about the walks as well. I think five of the seven scored tonight against you. But Betances, what do you see with Dellin right now? He seems to be struggling a bit.
Well, Dellin struggled a little bit with the command of both fastball and breaking ball. He was able to find it in Acuna's at bat. And then Swanson just got a fastball. You know, and that he could handle the other way. I thought he found his command there, and then, you know, the at bat to Freeman. I mean, a guy like Dellin, that it's tough to hit against. I mean, his opening batting average is, you know, one of the lowest probably for active pitchers out there. And this guy finds his zone, it's going to be tough to hit with the mix of his pitches. And you know, and then he walked Freeman. So same thing with the command, just couldn't establish with neither of the pitches. You know, just came from a great outing where he had, you know, the command of his pitches, and he just, you know, cruised 1-3. And well, after that, he faced that one hitter through like three or four pitches to strike him out. So he's been throwing the ball really good. And then, you know, tonight it was a little different than those outings that he's had already in the season. But it's, you know, same at the guys that, you know, through tonight, we know we're better than that, you know, and we need to definitely talk and just bounce back, you know, from a night like this.
Next question is from Tim Healy.
Also on Dellin, his fastball velocity seemed to be even further down tonight. I was wondering what you make of that so far this season, and especially tonight.
So yeah, I was watching the, this is our first game here in Atlanta, and we're watching the stadium radar. I think we're saying 93. Dellin has been mid-90s so far. So, I mean, I would like to check on our reads and see what we got as well. You know, that's accurate. But, I mean, yeah, it was just a tick down to what we've seen in camp and what we've seen in the previous outings.